Interactive class. All of you know bhava significations, right? You're supposed to. This is basics. All of you know it. So we just go into all the details. The little details you may have missed out. And try to understand a little bit of a inner signification of the bhavas. There's a deeper meaning to many of the bhavas. Okay? So it's a, anyway it's a sleepy time post lunch, so an interactive class will be good anyway in this. So just before we start on the houses and the signification, because without knowing this you can't go to the bhaveshas, which is a very fundamental learning. So people who are absolute beginner life, Akshat, who else is in your position? You are a beginner. Anil, Aarti. Also, three of you, I think, rest of you know. So this is very important. The significant, you know, to do the graha section, to know about the rashis. By the way, Guruji finished rashi pretty quickly for all of you. But when you go to the audio, what was I saying, Aarti? Before that, what was I saying? I was talking about the rashis. I'm saying the grahas and the rashis are very important. I'm speaking to you all actually. Okay? So you must do, listen to the whole, all of the grahas and listen to the rashis, which he had gone through hurriedly because it was done very well. The names of the rashis, as all of you know, and the names of the rashis is given by Parashar often is slightly different. For example, did you know that he referred to Rishika as Ali? So all these things are there, the significations of the rashis. Very important for your foundation. And then you come to the bhavas. Believe me, even like now, every time I do bhava signification and graha signification and rashi signification, I always feel that I'm learning something more. Always when I'm doing it. And that helps me to analyze the horoscope better. Because this is a real foundation. Okay? So very briefly, before we go into the bhavas, remember we talked about the Kendra houses when we were doing Rishtabhanga? And we said how the kendras are the points where the sunlight comes in. So the most important bhavas are the kendras, right? 1, 4, 7 and 10. So when your life begins, you start through the 4th house, actually. It is the 4th house and then the 7th house, then the 10th house and the last is Lagna, always. That is the way the whole thing moves. So the Lagnas are the ruler of the Surya. And they are the most important with maximum sunlight, right? 100%. The next important bhavas that come in, actually, are the konas. This is your lagna, right? Your most important places. Then is this, konas. Konas are the 5th and the 9th house. Yesterday he was talking about Konarka. Remember? Arka is Surya and the trines from Surya. Why? Because Sun rules the natural 5th house. These two houses are two of the most beneficial houses. Okay? Konas are known as Lakshmi Sthana. This is the abode of Lakshmi. And the Kendras are called the Vishnu Sthanas. So now a real Raja Yoga cannot happen without Vishnu's energy and Lakshmi's energy. You need both the male and the female principle. That is why those of you who know a little bit of Jyotish, you have heard of the concept of Yoga Karakas, and you also know that when a Kendra Lord and a Kona Lord join, it forms a Raja Yoga. Why? Because the Kendra Lord is a Vishnu and a Kona Lord is a Lakshmi. That is why the union of these two Lords are very important. These are the Kona Sthanas. Okay, now next comes our favorite Dusthanas. Right? Dusthanas are which three houses?
6, 8,
6, 8 and 12. Who is the Karak of these three houses? Absolutely. And did I tell you here in 6th house Saturn is Brahma, in 8th house Saturn is Yama, and in the 12th house Saturn is Narayana. Who were you saying?
Narayana.
No, who did you say?
I thought
Rudra. No, Narayana. Rudra is more 8th house energy, no? So it's Yama over here. 2nd and 8th houses are Rudra Bhavas always. Over there it is Narayana, it's Vishnu Pada. Alright, so 6th, 8th and 12th have the energy of Saturn, Dustanas. Remember that, it's total Saturn energy. Okay? What about the 3rd house?
Huh?
No, Upachayato is 3, 6,
10
and 11 are Upachayas. Only the 3rd house is Thorai Upachaya. Upachayas are 4 houses. What is about 3rd house? I have not included 3rd house in this real Dustana. Lot of people say it is an Apokrimas house all right, but it is not Dustana like 6, 8 and 12. 6, 8 and 12 is Saturn's domain. That is a real Dustana. Out of 6, 8 and 12, 8 is the worst. Okay. So what is the 3rd? Who is the Karaka for the 3rd house?
Mars.
It is Mars. What does Mars signify?
Siblings,
what else? Courage, yes, yes. Battles, yes. It is a house of Parakrama. It is a house of battles in the sense it is a house of Parakrama. What does Parakrama mean? Parakrama means overcoming something. Overcoming something. Alright. The 3rd house is overcoming something. It is very, very important. Now, what about the 11th house? We discussed a little bit about the 11th house. Harabhava. Right, 11th house has a unique position called Harabhava. It is a very, very unique position. Okay, and what are we left? We are left with the 2nd house, which is the house of Hari. That is the house of Hari. That is the house of family. It is the house of food. It is the house of wealth. It is totally the house of Hari. Now, do all of you know the karakas of the houses? Yes? Shall we quickly go over the house karakas, bhava karakas? Who is the karaka of the 1st house?
Sun.
Who is the karaka of the 2nd house?
Jupiter.
The karaka of the 3rd house?
Mars.
Karaka of 4th? 5th house?
Jupiter.
Karaka of 4th house is?
Moon.
5th house is?
Jupiter.
6th house is?
Saturn.
8th house is? Sorry, 7th house is Venus, 8th house is 9th house, 10th house
Mercury,
11th house, 12th house. So Saturn is a karaka for 3 houses, 6, 8 and 12. Jupiter is a karaka for 4 houses, 2, 5, 9 and 11. Alright, 2, 5, 9 and 11 are karakas by Jupiter. So half the houses, the karakas are Jupiter and Saturn. So Jupiter and Saturn are very important. That's why in Gochara, definitely in traditional Gochara, in Nadi Gochara, we all give, apart from Chandra's movement, we give focus on Jupiter and Saturn. The Gochara of Jupiter and Saturn, apart from Moon, becomes very important. So we are not too bothered with the Gochara of Mercury and Shukra and all that. So Shukra going retrograde and all that, lot of people are jumping, we don't bother with it. That's not really a major thing in life. Maybe, you know, it's a little bit weekly up and down. So weekly up and down, daily up and down, I even brought about by the moon. Moon is, of course, very important. Okay, so we don't really see. So Jupiter and Saturn, now you know why, is a primary, they really affect your life cycle with their movements. So Gochara of Saturn, as you know, is for 2.5 years. Jupiter in a sign, Jupiter, as you know, is for 1 year. Sun's movement is also important. In Orissa, which is completely ruled by the sun, they follow every Sankranti. Every Sankranti is important over there because of the movement of the sun. So movement of the sun is important, movement of the moon is important, and movement of Jupiter and Saturn are important. Alright, when we say, oh ho, Mangal is Nature in transit, he's just stopped being Nature now, 2 days ago. He's Nature in transit, do you all know that? He's moved out of Kalka 2 days ago. why are we so bothered? Mangal. Mangal is Nietzsche once in 2 years. We are not bothered. Every transit, this transit, we were all bothered a little bit. Why? Because Saturn is transiting Mangal sign. That is why this year Mangal's transit was. So the whole issue was Saturn's transit. Get the point? Guru's transit, Saturn's transit is very, very crucial. Okay? So 11th house is Harasthana, 2nd house is Haristhana, 3rd house is Parakrama. When you have the Kendras, Konas and the Dhutri Dhusthanas. 4 Kendras, 2 Konas and 3 Dhusthanas. Right? This is where your bhavas are. Now, when you go a little bit deeper into karakas, you will see that there are secondary karakas for the houses, especially for 10th house. Because for the 10th house, Sun is also very important, isn't it? Because it's a giver of work. Giver of Rajayoga, giver of work is Surya. Shani is also important because Shani rules also service and subordinates and all that. So these are all secondary and third level karakas. Saturn is also a secondary karaka for the sixth house. So you can go deeper into it. But the primary karaka is most important. Secondary karakas are very important largely for 10th house, 9th house, 6th house. Okay? Now, the interesting thing, you all have done Bhava Chalit Chakra. Alright. So you have learned there is something called a Rashi Chakra and there is something called a Bhava Chakra. Rashi Chakra is followed by what is the Kalpurusha, the signs. Bhava Chakra is the bhavas which are drawn from the ascendant. Now, bhava is the word, coming from the word bhava means bhavana. Bhavana means thought. It means imagination. Alright? It means thinking. So, when from our thought, okay, this is the most crucial point, from our thought, from our thinking, we have projected how we perceive the world. And we have so perceived from the time we are born, from the time we are born, at that time the ascendant rising will be our first house, and that is determining how we are perceiving the rest of the world. So we are perceiving the second house to be family and food and etc. whatever. We are perceiving the third house to be whatever, brothers and whatever. Depending on the sign, if you are Tula Lagna or no, your third house is Dhanu. And do you have any planets over there? If you have a moon in Dhanu, so for you the way you perceive your siblings or your skills or your parakrama will be determined by moon in Dhanu Rashi. Alright, I am Pisces Lagna. I have moon, Mars, Mercury in the third house in Taurus. The way I perceive my third house, my parakrama, my siblings, my skills will all be moon, Mars, Mercury in Taurus. So it is our bhavana. Bhavas are created from our bhavana, from our thought. It is our projection. Just imagine when we are born, one silent projection has been done and the bhavas has been created. And this bhava, from the 0 degrees of your bhava lagna, from your lagna, it is exactly superimposed on the Rashi Chakra. We don't use the Chalita Vaya. We are superimposing exactly the Rashi Chakra and the Bhava Chakra, one on top of the other. So though I am Pisces Lagna, actually my Lagna is Aries because I have superimposed Rashi on Bhava. So the Rashi Chakra is Narayana. Alright, always remember Rashi Chakra is Narayana. Each Rashi is ruled by Aditya. Whenever we see Aditya, we are thinking about Rashis. Aditya is who? Aditya is the giver. Surya is the giver. He is giving all the resources. To each Rashi, Aditya is giving all the resources. What does Rashi mean? Rashi means a heap. So he's giving you a heap of resources every time he's transiting from 0 to 30 degrees of a sign. And overall, who is the Lord? It is Surya Narayana. So it is Narayana Chakra. Rashi Chakra is Narayana. And to that we have put in our lagna, bhavas, from where we are born. That is me. So my houses, when you see your house Tula Lagna and then your house Mesha Lagna, or he sees his house Kanya Lagna and the rest of the house, that is you. That is Arno, that is Rajesh, that is me. When I am seeing Pisces Lagna and the houses from it, it's me. It's a very selfish me. Please remember, this bhava, your bhavas, when you say, oh, in my fourth house I have this, and in my fifth house I have this, and my seventh lord has gone to so-and-so place, and my third lord has gone to so-and-so place, what is it? It's yours. It's very selfish. It's a very selfish. Your bhavas in your chart are selfish. Remember that. It's very you, very selfish. And the rashis are Narayana's chakra. So Narayana's chakra and Bhava chakra has been superimposed on each other. Exactly. Right. Okay. These are some of the definitions. You can read about it. Is the state conditioned, etc. Okay. Now look at this shloka of Parashara. Here we are going to follow the words of Parashara so that you know what words Parashara is using. He is saying, Arishtam tat prabhanganam chasrutram tvatto mayamune, meaning, having spoken of Arishtas, only then he is coming to bhavas. So you are learning it in the... What is the problem?
Nothing on page number.
Oh. Everybody's got it? Page 235 of volume? Volume 1, page 235. Has anybody got it? Okay. So after doing the Arishtas, he has then come to this. So he's saying, oh Maitreya, having spoken of the Arishtas and their bhangas, please teach me the judgment of the bhavas, their intricacies and their methods of examination. Okay, one thing more before I start this. When we, it's a very small thing, but it's a confusion or it's an error which many of you who are practicing astrology who does it, I have seen this even with all other senior students also. When you are doing a Bhavarizasam, you have learned a lot of small, small things today. All of that is supposed to be applied when you do Bhaveshara. You have learned firstly about the houses, you have learned important houses are Kendras, important houses are Konas, you have learned bad houses are Dushtanas, you have learned about special houses, 3rd and 11th and 2nd, right? What else have you learned? You have learned that one of the houses are called Bhadrapasthana and the lord of that house is called the Bhadagesh. So when you are doing Bhaveshara, you must keep in mind, if you are studying Mesha, if you are studying the Lagna Lord or Mesha Lagna, remember when you are analyzing the results of Bhaveshara, Badakesha, then that those results will get slightly modified. You also learned about Mantra Dosha, Graha Dosha, right? You learned about Graha Dosha. These are a lot of the small things that you have already learned. All these small things, you have learned about Shubha Gartari Yoga, Shubha Yoga. These are all to be applied. Now, how do you... You have learned all this thing about affliction on a planet gives a bad result. Shubha Gartari Yoga is a good result. Yuti or conjunction with Shubha Yoga's good result. You've done this through the Arishta classes. So now when I take a bhava, what is the most important thing that I see about the bhava when I'm analyzing it? I will of course see which bhava it is. With 8th house, 12th house, whatever, you know that. But what is the best way? You want to analyze the strength, say, of your kendra. You want to analyze how strong is my 4th house. You may want to analyze, I want to see how bad my 6th house is. How do you analyze whether it's a 4th house or whether it's a 6th house? What is the first thing that you will see? You will see the sign, of course, number one. You will see planets placed in it. Planets placed in it will have a higher say than the Lord. Remember this. Planets placed in it has a major say. This room is empty and I'm standing in the room. And nobody else is here, then I will definitely have a say on this room. Imagine this room is a Rashi. This is a Bhava. And then this Bhava has adorned certain colors. I can see, oh, this has a lot of light. It has two French windows, two doors, two white windows. It is white in color. It has so many lights. These are the lampshades. There are so many fans. There's a projector. There's yellow tablecloth. There's cream and brown curtains, and the curtain has sprays. This description is a Rashi. You first have a bhava in a house, then the color and all the description is, that is a Rashi. Alright? The room is empty with the colors. So you have a room, you know the colors of the room. but the room is empty. I enter the room. That means what? I have a say on the room. I can decide whatever I want to do with the room. Unlimited Aditya enters. Aditya will say, no, I don't like so much of light. I like black. You know, remove the curtains. You know, put some screens over there. Put some heavy, blinds over there. I want this light blocked. But I have come into the room over there also. I said, look, I don't like the lights blocked. I like the sunlight. I like the French windows walking into the lawns and looking into the sunlight, and when it's raining, looking into the rain. He said, no, I don't like all that. Put in the blind. So already in an empty room, which has a certain color and a decoration and amount of light and dark, two people who have come in are trying to alter it. And then you have Nilesh, who is the owner of the room. Isn't it? Then Nilesh will say, no, everything is fine, but I am not going to allow it. This is my room. So we too will have to have a conversation with Nilesh. As it is between two of us, we have a difference opinion. And then even then, whether it's the same opinion or difference opinion, we have to basically pacify Nilesh and make him agree to our views, because he's the owner, he has to agree to it. But beyond the point, Nilesh is not in the room. We are in the room. So the say is ours. It is our say. But the color and the disposition of the room is given, and the position of the room is given, that this room is in the first floor, it is in this corner, it is in this position, that is given. That is a constant, you can't change it. That it has this kind of a color and light, it is given. I can't change the thing. I want to change it, he wants to change it, but we can't change it. So the planets there always have a greater say. That's why we say in a bhava, if there are no planets, that bhava is untainted. Now go back to the first lectures of graha. What did we say? The grahas are? Grahanam and what else? Enchanters. It is grahanas there, but beyond grahanam, what did we say? They are enchanters. We can not only eclipse, if we are bad guys, we can enchant. If we want, we can enchant Nilesh and cause him to change everything to our liking, as much as we can. Grahas are enchanters. Moment there is a graha over there, they will enchant or eclipse. That is why when we say in a marriage muhurta, we don't want a planet in the seventh house. If we need naturally things, you don't have a planet in the seventh house, is very good. Even in your natal chart, any house that doesn't have a planet is actually considered very good, because there is no grahana. To that effect, that house is pure. Remember this. This is a very, very important point. And equally applicable to the Muhurta chart. No planets in 8th house. Very good. Alright? So, this is one thing, that the planet in the house will have a say. Second say will be by the lord of the house. After Aditya, the lord of the house, Nilesh is the owner. He'll have a say. He's in the reckoning. We have to bargain with him. We can't exactly have our day. The owner of the house, the lord of the house, Bhaveshyas, that is what you are going to learn. It has the second say. Third say is given by who? Third say is given by some of you who are remaining in the room and just giving drishti. Only Aditya and I have come into the room. But from over there in the room, Varun is giving an angry drishti. From maybe in their cottage over there, Dipen is giving a shubha drishti. Maybe Lana is giving a drishti from her cottage. So it can be a Shubha Drishti, it can be a Krura Drishti, it can be Papa Drishti. All of you are trying to influence from the outside by looking. You are all giving your mental energies over there. Some of you may have great desires, some of you may not have such great desires. Some of you are just looking. Some of you are determined that, oh, Varun is thinking, you know, just wait, you know, Aditya, I share a room, I'll influence Aditya by when he comes into the room. Rashi Drishti, he is sitting over there and just desiring. He is soft. This one is a Shukra Lagna. He says, ha ha, you know, maybe we can, maybe we can, maybe. It will be so nice. Hope Aditya doesn't do this.
Is that Shubha Drishti?
It is a Shubha Drishti. So the third influence in a graha is Drishti. And another one, very important, more than Drishti, Karaka. The Karaka. Who is the Karaka? This is a conference room we are learning. So who do you think will be a Karaka over here for us? Either Jupiter or Mercury will be a Karaka, because this is an allegorical room that we are taking. Whichever house you are seeing the Karaka. So the planets in the house the Bhavesha and the Karaka. Write down, these are the three things. Drishti and all come actually after that. Karaka. First is grahas in the house, second is the Bhavesha, third is the Karaka. This you can just rattle it, you know, this is like fundamental. The Karaka of the house is very important. Karaka has to support. After all this, if Karaka is not supporting, we can say Guruji is the Karaka. Now Guruji doesn't support anything, neither Nilesh nor us, everything will go down. So we are important who are here. Guruji is important, he is the Karaka, it's his cause. Nilesh is the owner, he is also important. Suddenly he says, no, whatever it is, I'm going to throw all of you out, I don't want you out here. He can do that. All these three are important. Me, Guruji and Nilesh. Get the point? This is the first. Aspects and Rishti, all that come afterwards. Aspects, affliction, Rishtas, Yogas, all that come afterwards. They are external things. Do not ever forget of analyzing a bhava in these three things. So, you know, Rahul, if you recall, when we were doing 7,000, 8,000, I was doing a class on 8,000 with them, class with reference to marriages. So I said, first you have to analyze the promise of the marriage before we discuss the breakage of the marriage. Now see the 7,000. And lot of them doing Jyotish for hundreds of years didn't know that. They didn't know they had to look at Venus, which is the Karaka. They didn't know they had to look at the planets in it. They seventh law little bit they knew. But nobody thought they had to look at Venus. In a man and a woman's chart. It is a Karaka. Your Karaka smashed, it's that. So you have to weigh. You have to see all these three things and you have to weigh. And plus all your drishtis and everything is coming. Yeah. Break? Yeah, sure.
Nakshatra
lot is important where the graha is concerned.
Yeah.
Individual, when you are doing graha analysis is important. We are talking about bhava analysis. Definitely, if I am having Jupiter dasha, alright, my Jupiter dasha is good or bad, Jupiter is in Rahu's nakshatra.